Well, happy Sabbath, dear ones, and welcome to our main church service on this 21st day of April, 2018. Welcome to those joining us on the phone, to the recording, and also those that have tuned into WLMR Radio. I'm glad to have you all in fellowship with us today and to join with us in worshiping our God in spirit and in truth, also in songs of praise. And our opening song is titled, Give Me the Bible. Give me the Bible, star of gladness gleaming, to cheer the wanderer lone and tempest-tossed. No storm can hide that peaceful radiance beaming, since Jesus came to seek and save the lost. Give me the Bible, holy message shining. Thy light shall guide me in the narrow way. Precept and promise, law and love combining, till night shall vanish.
Give me the Bible. When my heart is broken, when sin and grief have filled my soul with fear, give me the precious words by Jesus spoken. Hold up faith's lamp to show my Savior near. Give me the Bible, holy message shining. Thy light shall guide me in the narrow way. Precept and promise, law and love combining, till night shall vanish in eternal day.
Give me the Bible, all my steps enlighten. Teach me the dangers of these realms below. That lamp of safety o'er the gloom shall brighten. That light alone the path of peace can show. Give me the Bible, holy message shining. Thy light shall guide me in the narrow way. Precept and promise, law and love combining, till night shall vanish in eternal day.
Amen. And what a joy and a privilege it will be to enter into that eternal day where God and the Lamb are the everlasting light in the city. No darkness whatsoever comes to that place. And what a time that will be. I have one announcement to make before we continue in our service. This announcement is that the women's group is going to be returning to Monday evenings at 5:30 p.m. Pacific time or 8:30 p.m. Eastern time. And it's going to start on the 23rd of April. So this coming Monday, the women's group is going to resume. It hasn't taken place for about 3 months since the first of the year, actually 4 months since the first of the year. And so it's now going to be resuming this coming Monday, the 23rd, at 5:30 Pacific or 8:30 Eastern. So we hope to see you there, dear ones, especially the women. And now it's time for opening prayer. And who here would like to offer that prayer to open our service today? Please go right ahead.
If we could all kneel and bow our heads and our hearts and come humbly before our Godhead. O righteous and heavenly Father, as we come before you to give you all honor and praise, Lord Jesus, thank you for waking us up this morning. Thank you for taking us safely through another week. Thank you for keeping us safe from all danger seen and unseen. And thank you for giving us any trials or victories that we were able to gain or overcome this week, dear Father God. We know that we can do nothing without you. And we know that all things are possible in Jesus' name. Well, dear Lord, we pray that you continue to be with each and every one of us that are here. Those that are listening over the phones, those that will be listening at a later time. And we pray for those that are not here for whatever reason. We pray for the sick and the afflicted, the shut-in, those that are not able to lift up a prayer. But you know each and every one of our hearts, dear Father God, I pray. May you be with them in a special way, comfort them and guide them, and lead them back to your fold according to your perfect will. Lord Jesus, I pray that you continue to be with this home church, dear Father God. May we find peace and comfort, dear Father God, in your word. May we edify each other. May we uplift each other. May we praise your name and glorify you in such a time like this where there are so much perilous things going on around us. Help us to keep our eyes focused upon you and not upon self nor man. And help us to sip and sap with you daily to strengthen our walk by reading the word daily. And not just reading it for ourselves, but to share it and impart it with others, dear Father God, that they may also receive a blessing in your name. Please also, Lord, I pray diligently and earnestly and fervently that you forgive our sins and our iniquities wherever we have fallen short, dear Father God, whether it's in deeds, words, or thoughts, dear Father God, I pray. We know that is not one save all save and that we are in the human body that we are susceptible to falling, dear Father God, but help us not to focus on the fall. Help us to focus upon you as we rise back up, dear Father God, I pray. Lord Jesus, what else can I ask of thee? I pray that you bless each and every one of the little ones, dear Father God. Please bring them up. Let the elderly ones be an example of how they should be to the younger ones, not just in age, dear Father God, but in mind, dear Father God, I pray. Teach us how to be, how to walk, how to talk, how to be an example, a light to each and every one that is around. Thank you for the many miracles that you have wrought and answered prayers that you have given this week, dear Father God, I pray. You have brought us through so much, and there's so much to be thankful for. Once again, Father, help us not to look to self, but to look to you in all things. Forgive us all that we have done. And continue to be with us, strengthen us, lead us, and guide us. Be with Elder Rob as he brings forth your words of truth and inspiration. Help us to study for ourselves also whatever we have learned here today. And help us to not just keep it for ourselves, but to share it. Thank you so much for all that you have done, dear Father, and all that you will continue to do. In no other name than Jesus, I pray. Amen.
Amen. And thank you, dear sister. Amen indeed. This is part 20 in our series, Examining Our Faith. And for those that would like to follow along with the notes and the quotes that I'll be referring to, you can find these on our website at lightministries.com/ID1415.htm. And our opening text is taken from 2 Corinthians 13, verse 5. Examine yourselves whether ye are in the faith. prove your own selves. So this work of examination is what we're to do ourselves to see whether we are on the straight, narrow path, walking in the light as Christ is in the light, or whether we've deviated from the path and are in deception, in falsehood, and thus we need to change. So examine yourselves whether you're in the faith. And so far throughout this series, and let me get the picture here, but so far throughout this series, we've been examining our faith. We've discovered that there's a house that's resting on a platform, and this platform is supported by a foundation, the outside perimeter, and seven pillars supporting the inside of this structure. And instead of the foundation and pillars resting on the sandy soil or the ground of earth, which represents custom and tradition of the elders or trusting in mankind and flesh, that all the soil has been removed down to solid bedrock, and the foundation as well as the pillars are resting on this rock. And the rock, of course, represents Jesus Christ. We've discovered that the foundation represents the Word of God, and that there are seven pillars. The first pillar represented the first angel's message and all the truths connected with that. The second pillar was the second angel's message. The third pillar represented the heavenly temple. The fourth and largest of the pillars that support the entire central weight of the structure represents the cleansing of the heavenly sanctuary and our high priest's work and ministration during that time. The fifth pillar represented the Sabbath commandment of God, the fourth commandment out of the ten. The sixth pillar represented the third angel's message and all the truths connected therein. And now we're on pillar number seven, dealing with the non-immortality of the soul. And the last time in part 19, we began investigating into the truths of this seventh pillar, and we discovered that God alone has immortality, which means that no human being is immortal, only God. We then learned that the scriptures declared that Sodom and Gomorrah were destroyed by eternal fire and brimstone, and this took place some 3,500 years ago. But we also learned that none of the inhabitants of Sodom and Gomorrah are still burning today. So this means that the eternal fire which burnt them forever and ever only continued to burn until there was nothing left of them to consume, therefore leaving nothing but their ashes. We then understood that the Bible declares that death is just like being asleep, that the dead have no memory at all of when they were alive, that they do not see their loved ones coming to pay them respect, nor do they remember or are able to help or haunt anyone or anything that they either loved or hated, cherished or envied during their lifetime. We then discovered that although people have actually seen ghosts or spirits in various apparitions or have heard unexplained noises or perhaps have seen supernatural phenomena, yet these ghosts or spirits, apparitions, or supernatural phenomena cannot be the actual dead person's spirit raised to life or any dead person raised back to cause these things. But these are only the evil angels or the spirits of devils who are pretending to be the dead come back to life and are causing all of these supernatural phenomena. So we learned last time that the Holy Scriptures declare that when we die, we do not go on living for eternity. That we do not go to heaven or to hell when we die, but we simply sleep or rest in the grave. So this shows us that we do not reincarnate into some other creature, as in the pagan belief of the endless circle of life, or a continual rebirth only to die again. And this is because God mercifully tells us in His Word that human beings die once, not many times. But the big question that still needs to be asked is, what causes humanity to die in the first place? And this is what we're going to learn about today. If you look at quote number 2, so what causes humanity to die? In Genesis chapter 2, verses 16 to 17, and Genesis chapter 3, verses 6, 9, and 19, we're told. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it. For in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. And the Lord God called unto Adam, and said unto him, in the sweat of thy face shalt thou eat bread, till thou return unto the ground, for out of it wast thou taken, for dust thou art, and unto dust shalt thou return. So these verses and this event that took place at this time shows us that death began when Adam and Eve broke God's commandment or His law. But what occurs when we disobey or transgress the law of God? If you look at quote number 3, in 1 John 3:4, whosoever committeth sin transgresseth also the law, for sin is the transgression of the law. So by breaking God's law, Adam and Eve committed sin. When we break God's law, we commit sin. And what happens because of our choice to sin? In Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death. So when we break God's law, we commit sin. And in breaking God's law and in committing sin, we receive death. But who is the author and originator of all sin and death? Is it God? Well, let's see what the scriptures tell us. In Ezekiel 28:15, as well as John 8:44, thou, referring to Lucifer, was perfect in thy ways from the day that thou wast created till iniquity was found in thee. He, or the devil, was a murderer from the beginning, and a murderer causes death. So this means that sin was found in Lucifer. Thus, he became the originator of sin, as well as the originator of death. So this means that God cannot be blamed for either sin or death. but Lucifer can. He alone is responsible for all the horror, pain, and suffering caused because of sin and death. But you know, ever since sin and death have entered into the world, humanity has tried to find a way to circumvent death and continue to live on. And the devil has only been too willing to help foster such a deceptive belief through his many and varied lies, and he's been very successful, especially in these last days. Multitudes today sincerely believe that sin only causes the penalty of death to our fleshly body, but our soul continues to live on forever. But does the Bible teach this belief? Does it support it in any way? And the answer is no. If you look at quote number 4 from Ezekiel 18:20, the soul that sinneth, what does it say? It shall die, not continue to live on. So the soul that sins does not continue to live on forever, but it dies. And since we're told in Romans 3:23 that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, then the soul of no dead human being has ever continued to live on after they have died. But this particular belief that we are made up of a body and a separate soul is just another lie directly from the devil and his evil spirits. But God instead tells us the truth about how we were created. Look at quote number 5 from Genesis 2 verse 7. And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. So this verse shows us that first God formed a body, then he gave it the breath of life, and then man became a living soul. So God didn't give him a living soul. He became a living soul. Now, if we put this sequence into a mathematical formula for life, it would be as follows. A body plus the breath of life equals a living soul. So that's the formula for life. A body plus breath equals a living soul. And you can also find this sequence in Job 33 verse 4 and Ezekiel 37 verse 6. Now, just the opposite equation of this formula would be a body minus breath equals a dead soul. Not a living soul, but a dead one. So a body plus breath equals a living soul. A body minus breath equals a dead soul. So this shows that there's no truth to the doctrine of our soul continuing to live on after we die. It's not biblically sound. But neither does humanity have a spirit which goes on living after death. Our breath, the breath of life, which comes from God when we are born, can also be translated in the scriptures as spirit. In Job 27 verse 3, we're told, all the while my breath is in me, and the Spirit of God is in my nostrils. So the breath or spirit of life is in our noses, our nostrils. Now the Hebrew word for breath used in Job 27:3 is neshama. And this word translates and means vital breath or spirit. And that was Strong's Hebrew word number 5397. And the Hebrew word for spirit used in this text is ruach. And it translates and means wind, breath, exhalation, or spirit. And that was Strong's word number 7307. So then a body plus the breath or spirit of God equals a living soul. But a body without spirit or breath cannot equal a living soul, but a dead one. So again, there is no truth to the belief that at death, our soul or our spirit continues to go on living. The fact is that when we die, our breath of God, the spirit of life that God gave to us at birth, goes back to God. And you can find this in Ecclesiastes 12 verse 7 and Psalms 31 verse 5. But there's no separate life or consciousness in this breath that goes back to God who gave it to us at birth. No more than there would be every time that we breathe in or exhale. In Isaiah 2:22, we're told, "Cease ye from man whose breath," in other words, whose spirit, that's Strong's word number 5397, "Cease ye from man whose breath or spirit is in his nostrils, for wherein is he to be accounted of?" So there's no biblical support for the belief that when we die, our soul or spirit continues to live on. But as this is all true according to God's word, then are human beings always to face death without any hope of ever escaping from its eternal grasp? Are we always to rest and sleep in the grave forever without living again? What really lies beyond the grave? Well, the scriptures tell us. If you look at quote number 6 from Hebrews 2 verse 9 and verse 14 to 15. But we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he, by the grace of God, should taste death for every man. For as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is, the devil, and deliver them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. So these verses show us that Jesus Christ has found a way to deliver us from such a hopeless destiny. And not only this, but Christ has mercifully provided this way of deliverance to all of humanity so that any who choose to can be able to live again after they die. In John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." So in Jesus Christ, if we should die, we will not perish in death, but instead we will have everlasting life. In 1 Corinthians 15:22 and 1 John 5:11 to 12. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. And this is the record that God hath given to us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. So this means that every human being can now have hope that there is indeed life beyond the grave, but only in Jesus Christ. No other human being can offer this to us, but only Christ. It doesn't matter if they're the president or the pope, if they're an evangelist or a guru, a shaman or a priest. No one can offer eternal life to us in truth except Jesus Christ. So life after death is only found in Christ, because it is only Jesus that has been given power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as are his. That's John 17, verse 2. And you know, dear ones, Jesus Christ is available to every single human being, even to those considered to be in the lowest scale of human worth, or perhaps in the deepest pit of sin. Christ is still available to them. In Hebrews 4:15 and 16, we're told, for we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. And in 1 Timothy 1:15, this is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. So even the chief of sinners, even the person in the deepest pit of sin, Christ came to save and to lift him out of that despair, that bondage, and to give him everlasting life. So all of humanity can rest in the hope that there is indeed life beyond the grave, but only in Christ Jesus. So this means that no one needs to be afraid of death, unless you have not accepted Jesus as your Savior and are not yet connected with him. So, dear ones, please don't allow another moment to go by without getting on your knees, repenting of your sins, and asking Jesus to forgive you, and then plead with him to take control of your life. We're told in 2 Corinthians 6, verse 2, that now is the day of salvation. If Christ is knocking on your heart for entrance, trying to give you the hope of life after death, today's the day to open your heart to him. Today's the day of your salvation. Not tomorrow, not the next day, because they may never come. So open your heart to Christ today, and don't wait, because your chance for eternal life is at stake. Now, this truth of there being a chance for life after death through Christ is a great comfort and blessing to those who are still alive. But what about those who have already died? Will those who have already passed away or fallen asleep and are resting in the grave ever be brought back to life again, including those who had rejected Christ? And this is what we'll discover next time. Praise God for the plan of salvation, and praise our Savior for making it possible for us to live again if we should die. If you have the Son living within you, you have life. Ask and it shall be given you. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh, receiveth. He that seeketh will find. And those that knock, it will be opened. What a precious promise. And all because of our dear Savior. Not just offering his life as sacrifice, not just tasting death for every man, but rising from the tomb to become the resurrection and the life of all who believe in him. Our closing song is Christ the Lord has risen. Christ the Lord has risen for us, alleluia. All creation joins the chorus, alleluia. Raise your joys and triumphs high, alleluia. Sing, O heavens and earth reply, alleluia.
Lives again our glorious King. Alleluia. Where, O death, is now your sting? Alleluia. Dying once, he all that see. Alleluia. Where your victory, O grave,
love's redeeming work is done, alleluia. Fought the fight, the battle's won, alleluia. Death in vain forbids him rise, alleluia. Christ has opened paradise, alleluia.
Soar we now where Christ hath led. Alleluia. Following our exalted head. Alleluia. Made like him we rise. Alleluia. Ours of cross, the grave, the skies. Alleluia.
Amen. And our risen Savior is proof that there is indeed life after death, but only in Christ Jesus. And so you can see that the doctrine of an immortality of the soul, a doctrine that when we die, we continue to live on, is actually a doctrine that supplants Christ out of your life. It's a doctrine that sets him aside as unworthy of being connected with. Because why go to Christ for eternal life if you already have it? So the Bible doesn't teach that when we die, our soul or spirit continues to live on. But instead, the Bible teaches us that immortal life is only found in Jesus Christ. And if you have him as your Lord, God, and Savior, then you have eternal life. So indeed, accept the Son of righteousness into your heart and remain connected with him for the rest of your life. And indeed, you will have life after death. Shall we pray? Precious Father in heaven, we thank you for sending Jesus down to become our life, to give us the assurance of life after death, to provide for us justification and pardon for our past sins, as well as grace and strength to live righteously, following the Lamb whithersoever he leads us in the path of righteousness, out of darkness into his marvelous light of truth. And thank you, Savior, for taking such a personal interest in each one of our lives, personally knocking on our heart's door for entrance. Please continue to encourage, to grant us the grace and the strength to open our heart's door and let you come in to forevermore be with us. And help us indeed to follow you wherever you lead the way, for you will not lead us to darkness, but only to the light of truth. And in following you, we are indeed following the best course for our welfare, not just in this life, but for eternity, in the life hereafter. Thank you for thy great love and compassion. And thank you for setting us free, not just from sin, not just from darkness, but from eternal death. We love you, Savior, and thank you for first loving us and coming to seek us and to save us while we were yet sinners. In Jesus' precious name, Amen. And amen. Praise God for his word of inspiration, his word of truth that never leads us astray. Well, we're now in the after church service. Are there any songs, any comments, any questions, any testimonies, anything that you'd like to share, dear ones? And I see we have two hymns. The first is I Sing the Mighty Power of God, and then Whiter Than Snow. Excellent choices. I sing the mighty power of God that made the mountains rise, that spread the flowing seas abroad and built the lofty skies. I sing the wisdom that ordained the sun to rule the day. The moon shines full at his command, and all the stars obey.
I sing the goodness of the Lord that filled the earth with food. He formed the creatures with his word, and then pronounced them good. Lord, how thy wonders are displayed where'er I turn my eye. If I survey the ground I tread or gaze upon the sky,
there's not a plant or flower below but makes thy glories known. And clouds arise and tempests blow by order from thy throne. Creatures that borrow life from thee are subject to thy care. There's not a place where we can flee, but God is present there.
Amen. And now the hymn, Whiter Than Snow. Lord Jesus, I long to be perfectly whole. I want thee forever to live in my soul. Break down every idol, cast out every foe. Now wash me and I shall be whiter than snow. Whiter than snow, yes, whiter than snow. Now wash me and I shall be whiter than snow.
Lord Jesus, let nothing unholy remain. Apply thy own blood and extract every stain. To get this the blessed cleansing, I all things forego. Now wash me and I shall be whiter than snow. Whiter than snow, yes, whiter than snow. Now wash me and I shall be whiter than snow. Lord Jesus, look down from thy throne in the sky and help me to make a complete sacrifice. I give up myself from whatever I know. Now wash me and I shall be whiter than snow. Whiter than snow, just whiter than snow. Now wash me and I shall be whiter than snow.
Lord Jesus, for this I most humbly entreat, I wait, blessed Lord, at thy crucified feet. By faith for my cleansing, I see thy blood flow. Now wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Whiter than snow, yes, whiter than snow. Now wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow.
Lord Jesus, thou seest I patiently wait. Come now and within me a new heart create. To those who have sought thee, thou never saidst no. Now wash me and I shall be whiter than snow. Whiter than snow, yes, whiter than snow. Now wash me and I shall be whiter than snow. Thank you, dear Savior.
I'd rather have Jesus than silver or gold. I'd rather be his than have riches untold. I'd rather have Jesus than houses or lands. I'd rather be led by his nail-pierced hand than to be the king of a vast domain, or be held in sin's dread sway. I'd rather have Jesus than anything this world affords today. Amen.
Amen. I'd rather have Jesus than man's applause. Rather be faithful to his dear cause. I'd rather have Jesus than worldwide fame. I'd rather be true to his holy name than to be the king of a vast domain, or be held in sin's dread sway. I'd rather have Jesus than anything this world affords today.
He's fairer than the lilies of the rarest bloom. He's sweeter than honey from out of the comb. He's all that my hungering spirit needs. I'd rather have Jesus and let him lead than to be the king of a vast domain, or be held in sin's dread sway. I'd rather have Jesus than anything this world affords today.
I am thine, O Lord, I have heard thy voice and it's all thy love to me. But I long to rise in the arms of faith and be closer drawn to thee. Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died. Draw me nearer, 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 blessed Lord, to thy precious bleeding side.
Our all grace divine, let hope and my will be lost in thine. Draw me near, Lord, to the cross where thou hast died. Draw me nearer, 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 blessed Lord, to thy precious bleeding side.
Oh, the pure delight of a single hour that before thy throne I spend. When I kneel in prayer and with thee, my God, I commune as friend with friend. Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died. Draw me nearer, 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 blessed Lord, to thy precious bleeding side.
There are depths of love that I cannot know till I cross the narrow sea. There are heights of joy that I may not reach till I dwell in heaven with thee.
Draw
me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died. Draw me nearer, 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 blessed Lord, to thy precious bleeding side.
Dear son, sweet, sweet spirit in this place, and I know that is the spirit of the Lord. Sweet Holy Spirit, sweet Heavenly Dove, stay right here with us, filling us with your love. And for these blessings, we lift our hearts in praise. Without a doubt, we know that we have been revived when we shall leave this place. Dear our sweet expression on his face, and I know they feel the presence of the Lord. Sweet Holy Spirit, sweet Heavenly Dove, stay right here with us, filling us with your love. And for each blessing, we lift lift our hearts in praise. Without a doubt we know that we have been revived when we shall leave this place. We are all bound together through thy grace, and in soul to the Spirit of the Lord. Sweet Holy Spirit, sweet Heavenly Dove, stay right here with us, filling us with your love. And for these blessings, we lift our hearts in praise. Without a doubt, we know that we have been revived.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found. Was blind, but now I see.
'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear the hour I first believed.
The Lord has promised good to me. His word, my hope secures. He shield and portion be. As long as life endures. And that's everlasting life with Jesus, right?
Through many days, endures toils and snares. I have already come. 'Tis grace that brought me safe thus far, and grace will lead me home.
When we've been there 10,000 years, bright shining as the sun, we've no less days to sing God's praise than when we first begun.
I serve a risen Savior, He's in the world today. I know that He is living, whatever man may say. I see His hands of mercy, I hear His voice of cheer. And just the time I need Him, He's always near. He lives, Christ Jesus live today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know He lives. He lives within my heart. In all the world around me, I see His love and care. And though my heart grow weary, I never will despair. I know that He is leading through all the stormy blasts. The day of His appearing will come at last. He lives. He lives, Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me among life far away. He lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know He lives within my heart. Rejoice, rejoice, O Christian, lift up your voice and sing. Eternal hallelujahs to Jesus Christ the King, the hope of all who seek Him, the help of all who find. None other is so loving, so good and kind. He lives, Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know He lives. He lives within my heart. Amen.
In times like this, you need a Savior. In times like this, you need an anchor. Be very sure, be very sure, your anchor hold and grip the solid rock. This rock is Jesus, yes, He's the one. This rock is Jesus, the only one. Be very sure, be very sure, your anchor hold and grip the solid rock.
In times like these, you need the Bible. In times like these, oh, be not idle, be very sure, be very sure. Your anchor hold and grip the solid rock. This rock is Jesus. Yes, He's the one. This rock is Jesus. The only one.
very sure. Be very sure. Your anchor hold. And let the solid rock.
In times like these, I have a Savior. In times like these, I have an anchor. I'm very sure. And be very sure. Your anchor grips the solid rock. This rock is Jesus. Yes, He's the one. This rock is Jesus, the only one. I'm very sure.
And be very sure.
Your anchor holds and grip the solid rock. This rock is Jesus. Yes, He's the one. This rock is Jesus, the only one. Be very sure, I am very sure. Your anchor holds,
my anchor holds,
and grips the solid.
I come to the garden alone, while the dew is still on the roses, and the voice I heard falling in my ears, the Son of God discloses. With me, and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his son, and the joys we share as we tarry there, no other has ever known.
He speaks, and the sound of his voice is so sweet, the birds are singing, and the melody that he gave to me within my heart is ringing. And he walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own, and the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever.
I'd stay in the garden with him, though the night around me be falling, but he bids me go through the voice of all. His voice to me is calling, and he walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own, and the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known.
I have typed into this room at least 4 times that I'm so happy that our Creator made music and singing for us, because it's beautiful to hear everyone praising His name in song. And guess what? It won't go in the room, so I had to say it. They can't stop me.
Well, praise the Lord, dear sister, but all 4 times came in the room. It may not appear that way on your laptop there or computer, but it did come in the room. But it's worth saying many more than 4 times. There's just something in being able to sing to God from a heart of joy and appreciation that, I mean, you just can't compare it to anything else. It gives you such a feeling of gratefulness and accomplishment to be able to let God know how you feel. And it, you know, that's why He created us with vocal cords, not just to talk, but to sing. And of course, we have our choice who we're going to sing praises to. But praise His name, especially for those that He inspired to put a musical tune to the scripture songs themselves. What a blessed way to learn the scriptures as well as to praise God for His word. Amen. That's another great hymn. Great is Thy faithfulness.
Well, now I see where my mistake was. I had the whatever that little thing is that moves the chat up and down. It was way at the top, so I couldn't see what I was typing. But I'm glad I could say it and type it anyway.
Great is Thy faithfulness, O God, my Father. There is no shadow of turning with Thee. Thou changest not, Thy compassions they fail not. As Thou hast been, Thou forever will be. Great is Thy faithfulness. Great is Thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, New mercies I see. All I have needed Thy hand hath provided. Great is Thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me.
Summer and winter, spring, time and harvest, sun, moon and stars in dark courses above. Join with all nations in meaningful witness to Thy great faithfulness, mercy and love. Great is Thy faithfulness. Great is Thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, Thy hands has provided. Great is Thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me.
Pardon for sin and peace that endureth, Thine own. Oh, I don't know the, oh, I forgot, I'm sorry. I forgot, somebody else can sing.
Pardon for sin and peace that endureth, Thy own dear presence.
thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, thy hands has provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me.
Amen. All these hymns and praises to God are beautiful and definitely uplifting and edifying. Well, a scripture song comes to mind. Sing praises to the Lord which dwelleth in Zion. Declare among the people his doings. When he maketh inquisition for blood, he remembereth them. He forgetteth not the cry of the humble. Sing praises to the Lord which dwelleth in Zion. Declare among the people his doings. Psalms 9:11-12.
Here's another scripture song about praising the Lord. Psalms 100.
Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, O ye land. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gate with thanksgiving. And into his court with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless.
Praise ye the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his infinite greatness. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the psaltery and harp. Praise him with the timbrel and dance. Praise him with string instruments and organs. Praise him upon the loud cymbals. Praise him upon the high-sounding cymbals. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Psalms 150. D 1-5.
O Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true, with thanksgiving. I'll be a living sanctuary for you. Oh Dios, prepárame para hacerme un santuario puro y santo. Justo y fiel con tus gracias, yo seré un santuario para ti. Oh Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true, with thanksgiving, I'll be a living sanctuary for you. O Jesucristo, ven prepárame para hacerme tu santuario con pureza y santidad afligida por verdad, con tu gracia, yo seré un santuario para ti. More about Jesus I will know, more of his grace to others show, more of his saving fullness see, more of his love who died for me, more, more about Jesus, more, more about Jesus, more of his saving fullness see, more is love who died for me.
Amen. More about Jesus let me learn, more of his holy will discern. Spirit of God, my teacher be, showing the things of Christ to me. More, more about Jesus. More, more about Jesus. More of his saving fullness see. More of his love who died for me.
More about Jesus in his word, holding communion with my Lord, hearing his voice in every line, making each faithful saying mine. More, more about Jesus. More, more about Jesus. More of his saving fullness see, more of his love who died for me.
More about Jesus on his throne, riches in glory all his own. More of his kingdom surely increase, more of his coming Prince of Peace. More, more about Jesus. More, more about Jesus. More of his saving fullness see. More of his love who died for me.
I was sinking deep in sin, far from the peaceful shore. Mary, deeply stained within, sinking to rise no more. But the master of the sea heard my despairing cry. From the waters lifted me, now safe am I. Love lifted me, love lifted me. when nothing else could help, love lifted me. Love lifted me. Love lifted me. When nothing else could help, love lifted me. All my heart to him I give, ever to him I'll cling, in his blessed presence live, ever his praises sing. Love so mighty and so true merits my soul's best songs. Faithful loving service to him belongs. Love lifted me. Love lifted me. When nothing else could help, love lifted me, love lifted me, love lifted me. When nothing else could help, love lifted me. Souls in danger, look above. Jesus completely saves. He will lift you by his love out of the angry waves. He's the master of the sea. Billows his will obey. He be he your savior wants to be. He saved today. Love lifted me. Love lifted me. When nothing else could help, love lifted me. Love lifted me. Love lifted me. When nothing else could help. Love lifted me.
Amen.
There's a request that that was asked for a song that my sister and I shared last Sabbath in the room from Mariela.
You are my hiding place. You always fill my heart with songs of deliverance. Whenever I am afraid, I will trust in you. I will trust in you. Let the weak say I am strong in the strength of the Lord. You are my hiding place. You always fill my mind with words, words of wisdom. Whenever I am in doubt, I will trust in you. I will trust in you. Let me walk by faith and works in the strength of the Lord. Tú eres mi lugar oculta, llenas mi corazón con cánticos de libera.
liberación. De angustias me guardarás, confiaré en ti. Confiaré en ti. El débil dirá, fuerte soy, con poder del Señor. You are my hiding place. You always fill my heart with songs of deliverance. Whenever I am afraid, confiaré en ti, confiaré en ti. El débil dirá.
Thank you, dear ones, for these wonderful hymns and scripture songs and praises to God. Pray that you have a wonderful remaining Sabbath. Keep looking up. Keep drawing closer to the light of truth, to Jesus Christ, and indeed let him into your heart to rule, to govern, to walk with you in the straight, narrow path of life. Looking forward to fellowshipping with you, especially next Sabbath. And so until then, may God continue to protect, to lead, and to guide you, is my prayer.